you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now's the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
What's going on, everybody? Brian Jones here, along with Chris,
What's up?
Jones Zone, episode 11. We are here with Fit Emmett
Fit.
In the house.
Fit Emmett. I'm kind of like Fat Emmett right now because it's December.
So you're bulking? You know?
Yeah.
The holiday season?
I'm in like the bulking phase.
Gotcha.
You know, just finished up with Thanksgiving. We had like crazy spread. We had like 3 tables of food and a dessert table, so I'm like, oh my goodness. I usually warn my clients about gorging themselves around Thanksgiving, and here I am.
You did it yourself.
All right, plate number one, plate number two.
Well, it looks like you need all those calories.
So I'm usually good during the week. You know, strict regimen. Try to keep my macros right, my protein, carbs, and fat, you know, all that good stuff.
So we'll get into what he's talking about as far as macronutrients and all that. Chris, what's a macronutrient?
A macronutrient?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a, you know, you have your basic groups, but then when you break it down, that's what you want to get.
Exactly.
So, what he said.
Yeah, so we'll get into
really
all.
Okay.
Good answer. We'll get into all that.
Kind of like macro and microeconomics, right?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, there's basically, what is it, 3 macronutrients?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get into
macaroni
that.
And cheese.
macaroni
and Italian dressing.
Macaroni salad.
All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself, man. What's your story? How'd you get into this?
What's my story? I'm from South Carolina, small town, below Sumter, South Carolina. So I'm definitely repping the Carolinas. Grew up in a small town, I guess.
What's the town?
Remini, South Carolina.
Find
it on a map. So
Remini.
Shout out to all my peeps from Remini. I don't know if you're out there, but Sumter, South Carolina. You know, shout out to all you peeps too.
I got some friends from Sumter.
Shaw Air Force Base. Woo,
yeah,
woo.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That's cool, man.
But yeah, grew up in a small town. I guess everyone wants to always know how I got into fitness. So grew up as a small kid. Graduated high school at probably like 118 pounds. I mean, I was a little guy.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, growing up in a small town, I didn't have much to do. I would get a broomstick and center blocks, and I would like work out in the backyard with a broomstick and center blocks. Just because it was something to do. I was a little guy. I just wanted to add a little size. You know, you watch things like Conan the Barbarian, I'm like, okay, that's it right there. That's the physique. So. That kind of started the whole journey, into fitness. And, when I got to college, really got into it, started bodybuilding, powerlifting, set a couple records with powerlifting, then moved from powerlifting because I was like, you know what, I'm going to snap something up if I'm not careful lifting too much weight. So I got into bodybuilding, and did pretty good there, became a natural pro bodybuilder with National
Gymnastics. I saw your photos on your Facebook page.
Yeah, so check my Facebook page, I guess, if you, Emmett Ballard, you can look me up. Like I said, I accept most people on Facebook, but if you got some crazy looking pictures on there, I'm probably not going to accept you. I'm sorry.
So where'd you go to college?
Went to college at Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta.
Okay.
It was just a little too crazy for me. I'm a small town southern dude, so I wanted to kind of get a little bit closer to home. So I transferred out to Winthrop University,
which is
like right down the street from us right now.
My alma mater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Winthrop. Yeah, yeah. So I went there, studied business, and that's where I got a little bit more into fitness with the bodybuilding. Worked out at Peak Fitness. you're in, you know, the peak fitness. By the, it's Earth Fair now.
But yeah,
it was Food Lion, right?
So before Earth Fair, man, what was that?
There's
been so many things.
Yeah, it's been so many things there. But anyway, so it was peak fitness at the time, and just, you know, just kind of cultivating that love for fitness and my passion for fitness and helping other people in that. So
absolutely,
that's kind of where it started.
So you opened up a studio in Fort Mill.
Mm-hmm. So I graduated college, moved to Charleston, worked in Charleston with Bell South for a while. Came back here. When I came back here, I was like, you know what? I want to really work in the area of the field that I really love. Because I've always personal trained kind of on the side.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I've been in the industry for, it'll be 17 years next year, next August. Oh, so it's been 16 years that I've been like in fitness, personal training, working with people. So you're talking about like thousands of transformation stories and I love the fact that I'm able to help people. I mean, it gets challenging sometimes, but
I just want to arm wrestle them.
I just wanted to, like, if there was no video evidence, I'd say go for it. But
I actually have a video on Instagram of me arm wrestling one of my clients' 7-year-old son.
Oh, yeah?
And he kind of cheated a little bit, but it was interesting.
You go over the top.
So yeah, good. Check it out on Instagram. Fit Emmett. I'm Fit Emmett everywhere. So Fit Emmett on what is it?
Snapchat. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
So it's EMMETT. So EMMETT. Fit Emmett.
Good deal. So you mentioned Conan the Barbarian. What other inspirations did you have growing up? Arnold, you liked Arnold, did you?
You know what? Honestly, for me, my grandfather was a really strong guy. Right. He was strong.
They were stronger back then, it seems like.
It was country strong.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, I remember us, I'm sorry for all you people that don't believe in killing animals and stuff, but my grandfather used to, we had a pig pen.
Yeah.
So he used to go out back and we used to take out a pig and eat the pig and all that good stuff. So he's like carrying two pigs by itself, or you know what I'm saying? So I remember
that is country strong.
So we would split it and take all the stuff out. I don't want to go through the process
because right.
Your viewers are like, what?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
pig.
Cruel and unusual punishment for the pig. But you got to eat at some way. I mean,
yeah.
But definitely admired him. He was just really a really strong guy, both internally and physically. You know, and I really admired that. And I just I always say to myself, if there's anybody I'm going to mimic myself after, it's going to be him because of his internal strength, just in dealing with different things, and just his love and care for his family, and his just strength, just because it was country strong. It was just .
So. Chris, are we going to ask him?
Yeah, we have a question.
Okay, question.
So what's the best way to make diet or lean foods taste better, or a good way to drop weight fast? There's a misspelling.
That's fine.
Because I'm looking into the liquid diet.
Okay, all right. So dropping weight fast. It depends on whether they're trying to preserve any kind of muscle tissue at all. If you don't care about muscle, which is kind of scary... I do recommend taking in some macros. They're super important.
All right, hold on.
The whole mechanic.
What's a macro?
Macro, carb, fat, and protein. So those are your three macronutrients. They're macros because they provide micronutrients in large amounts. So like you're talking about micronutrients like vitamins and minerals. Those are micronutrients. So a lot of people take a ton of micronutrients and neglect macronutrients. It's just not good. Your body has to go through the mechanical process a lot of times of digesting and metabolizing actual foods. Like, that's good for your body. So the whole liquid diet, you'll honestly start to slip into some levels sometimes of ketosis, but also muscle wasting, which is not good at all.
Yeah.
So I recommend eating some, even if it's like a big hearty breakfast. I definitely believe in breakfast, breaking the fast. So all night.
Why is breakfast the most important meal of the day?
If I may.
Yeah.
You're breaking your catabolic state.
All day. Give me some.
What's up?
So here's the deal. You break fast. Breaking the fast. It's super simple. Don't make it complex, people. We're going to make it easy. Breaking the fast. So all night you're fasting, your body's been recovering, it's been utilizing the nutrients that you've been putting into it all day long. So you want to actually supply it with more nutrients to help restore what's been utilized for recovery all night. So all night, when you wake up, that at that point, your body's the most receptive, and it actually helps to recover your body even more when you take in nutrients at that point.
Okay. What's Emmett's take on diet soda?
Diet soda. Here's the deal. Like there's been studies out that show like bone loss and all this good stuff, and how the fake sugars and everything like that can lead to can be a catalyst for osteoporosis and all that good stuff. I don't know the whole science behind it specifically. I just know that the fake sugars, me personally, makes me want to eat more sugars because you're not actually taking in sugar. So your mind is like, oh, you got sugars, but you really don't. So you actually want more sugar. You actually want more carbs. So that forces you, but mentally your body's going to just gravitate more to eating carbs because you were supposed to take in carbs when you drank that soda because it's those fake sugars that trigger that response in your brain, but you didn't take in sugars. So give me some sugar.
Exactly.
Give me some real, stuff. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of, drinking water. Don't get me wrong, I'll do a Crystal Light every now and then, but the thing is, I know I have to, anything I feel like I have to wean myself off of, I just try not to introduce it, just like caffeine. Like, I love caffeine. So, now I can't say caffeine, I love pre-workouts.
That's my thing.
So, I love pre-workouts, and I feel like if I have to wean myself off of it, I need to, take a break for a while.
And that's the thing, I would take pre-workouts, and no matter, I would go to the store I go to, I'll give a shout-out, Rock Hill Nutrition, I go there a lot.
Hey, Steve, what up,
baby? Steve, what's up? But, I go there, and I'll get the pre-workout, and I just get so into the pre-workouts.
You can't get a good workout.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, yeah. If I don't have a pre-workout, I feel like I can't even get a good workout. And then on the other side, it gets to the point where I take it so often, it's nothing.
It dulls the effects.
It dulls the effect, exactly.
So I do recommend kind of cycling off of that because your body will build up a tolerance. Kind of like caffeine. If you are in a rhythm of drinking a lot of caffeine, you just got to drink more to get more of a high. Just like crack. You got to smoke more crack just to get that
exactly
high.
Exactly. Well,
What?
I know. Wait, what? Yeah. I know from experience. What's the number one go-to exercise? So I don't know if that's just in general or...
What's my number one go-to exercise?
What's number one go-to exercise? I don't know if that's...
Where's that? I don't see it.
Right here, Mike.
Mike's so on. We're answering questions on Facebook Live.
It's too broad, Mike. Can you narrow it down, Mike?
Yeah, like...
talking about squats, he's talking about bench press, he's talking about jogging, cardio...
I guess, does that depend on what their goal is, I guess? Right, Emmett? All right, here. What about eating just scrambled eggs for breakfast and, like, a nutrient shake the rest of the time, and then adding just a piece of plain baked chicken breast, like, for 60 days straight?
Ooh.
Is that attainable?
Ooh, that's gonna mess with your brain. Seriously.
That'll mess with your brain?
Yeah. Your brain needs carbs. Like, go a long time without carbs and see what happens to your brain. So what happens with your, like... interactions with people become really short because you're gonna become cloudy, and not be able to think straight because your brain needs those nutrients to function. Like it needs that macronutrient. I mean, to function. Carbs. So your body actually needs carbs.
So the Atkins diet is
a short period of time, and if you're providing your body with fats, I wouldn't say it's a long term thing. If you're talking about the 21 days or 30 days, that's fine. But when you reintroduce carbs for that person, when they reintroduce carbs into their system, it's going to be like, boom.
Yeah.
It's going to be an explosion that happens.
They retain all that?
It's just the sugar content, all that stuff. Your body's not, like you, when you deplete the muscle glycogen and everything, just the way your muscles store sugar. So, when you deplete all the sugars and everything in your body so much so, and when you reintroduce them, it's going to be an explosion that happens. And when I say explosion, I mean like since you've deprived your body, it's going to take it in and it's going to hold onto it like it's never going to get it again.
I'll never leave you again.
Yeah, these carbs, I need them. I'm going to hold on to them.
Don't leave me.
How much cardio is counterproductive?
All right, so it's different for different people in how, I mean, I've heard of people going in the gym and just knocking out straight 2 hours of high intensity intervals, and I'm like, oh my goodness, are you building muscle or are you just like, so exercise has become for some people a part of an addiction. Like, I've seen it so many times. You know, it's a way to numb the pain from something else going on in life. And I never recommend somebody to take whatever pain's going on in their life and try to cover it up with exercise. Deal with whatever it is you need to deal with. Because I'm saying, there's underlying issues. When somebody's like in the gym for 2 hours, like, I just finished 2 hours. And some people just like to brag about it. I just finished 2 hours of high-intensity interval training. You just don't plan on having any muscle then.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't want to have zero muscle at all at that point.
Mm-hmm. And is there a point where your body adjusts and doesn't do anything? So I guess that's, can you talk about plateaus?
Yeah. Okay. So plateaus, yeah. I mean, just like naturally, your body has a basal amount of calories that it takes in or whatever, or it recognizes based on your, not calorie intake, but your body starts to recognize your patterns or your rhythm naturally for the whole day. And if you do something to shock that rhythm, that's when your body responds. So in terms of plateaus, if you're doing your workout and you hit a point where you feel like you can't progress, I guess, past that, you just gotta, that's when you change something up.
Yeah.
You have to throw something in there that's going to be a little different. So if you're used to doing 10 exercises, 3 sets of 15 reps, all right, how about do just 5 exercises of 5 sets, 20 reps? Mm-hmm. I mean, just change it up. And that all goes based on your goal, too.
Right.
That's all stuff that I actually sit down with people to talk about on a one-on-one basis to try to figure out what, you know, and even online. So I offer online training as well. So offer online training where I actually talk to people all over the world that have questions about fitness, and they use me as their online coach.
What's the website?
FitEmmett.com.
Which we put a link in the
thing. Yep. So yeah, once you go to FitEmmett.com, you'll see, scroll down and you'll see online training. You click on that, or you can email me at FitEmmett@gmail.com.
All right. So you mentioned how New Year's resolutions are coming up.
Yep.
So someone that's 10, 20, 30 or more, what is step one? Is it your diet plan and going for walks, or what would you tell someone that?
So step one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk like a normal person. Like, don't, like,
No macros.
Yeah. Like, no. People that are watching are like,
they're 5 years old.
They're already overwhelmed. Yep. They're already feeling like, you know, I got to lose so much weight and stuff.
Yeah.
What's step one? What's the easy
thing? Step one is your mind.
Okay.
The scene of the crime is your mind. Like, I hear that at church a lot. The scene of the crime is your mind. You have to have the proper mental state and the proper mental approach about it. It has to be something that's not just a short-term fix for you. You have to look at it as your life and improving your life and not just this 30 pounds. Because that 30 pounds will go away and it'll come right back.
And I heard on another podcast, I forget which one, but they were talking about coming up with not just goals, but obviously goals, but your big why.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Why
absolutely.
Is it your goal to lose 30
absolutely.
Pounds? Keep breaking that down. Well, why do you want to lose 30 pounds?
Yep.
So you feel healthier? Why do you want to feel healthier?
It's always an underlying something to that something.
Exactly.
So every company, I do corporate fitness as well. I'm a corporate fitness consultant for a couple companies. So basically, I go in. Initially, the first time I go in, you know, do the general introductions. Some people like me, some people don't, which is fine. I'm there to serve a purpose, and that's to help your organization become better. So I start off with a worksheet, and the first thing on that worksheet is why.
Mm.
Why? Why does it even matter? Why are you even doing this? Why are you even in the gym? You know? And if it's to impress a guy, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Why do you want to impress that guy? You know? Or why do you want to, you know? And it's always something underneath that that you have to get to that underlying something.
Yeah, growing up, whose love did you crave most? For your mother? You know, that's a Tony Robbins. That's another.
So
I'm not your guru.
Okay, so someone has mentally prepared themselves. They're like, it's time for change. Okay. I want to watch my kids grow up. I want to watch them graduate high school.
I want abs. I want a six pack.
I want all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tangibly, what do they say? Do they need to... What's step one? Eliminate. So what's the practical advice that you give? I mean,
After they've made that, commitment, it's a commitment, people. Let's say that word together. Commitment.
You can be interested or you can be committed. You can be, let's get the committed people.
Yeah. So you can't, You can't just be interested in losing 30 pounds. You got to be committed to the process, because it's going to be days where it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's been days where I've gotten up at 4 a.m. to do the step mill for 30 minutes, and it sucks. You know, I'm sweating, whatever. You have to make that mental commitment. So that's that. The mental piece is, like, honestly, 80% of it, because you'll put your legs in motion. And honestly, it's so many pieces to the puzzle, in terms of, you know, where to start. I mean, you could start with your one thing. I always do the one thing approach for anybody that's starting in the new year. All right, this week, one thing. Roll it over. Next week, the one thing. Kind of like with Dave Ramsey, with mm-hmm. the financial approach to you, to, like, you know, there's eliminating debt.
There's also a book called
The Snowball.
Yeah, there's also
the Debt Snowball. It's the Fat Snowball. I'm actually working on an ebook right now called The Fat Snowball. Oh, right.
Yeah. There's also a book called by Gary Keller called The One Thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it talks about breaking down what's the one thing. It takes all the way down to what's the one thing I can do this hour that will help the rest of the day, which will help the rest of the week, which will help 5 years.
Kind of like Darren Hardy's compound effect.
It's just got to be. So it's the one thing, people.
Dropping book titles?
I'm excited about that, man.
How about
that? We know something.
Knowledge.
Know something, baby.
Knowledge is not power. What you do with that knowledge is power.
The doing. I'm about to explode right now.
That knowledge is potential power.
It's people with PhDs sitting at home playing video games, y'all.
Got that right.
They ain't doing nothing. what are they doing with all that knowledge? Nothing. Yeah, it's people in the gym like, man, I got a PhD in physical fitness or whatever their degree is in. Physiology, PhD, but they're unfit. They're just like, ah.
So what would your recommendation be on the first one thing? Is that
the first one thing?
Oh, hold on.
That's what you...
Okay, go ahead.
That's what you have to make that assessment within yourself to say, what is... Like, that's when I say to the person, what is that one thing? What is that one thing for you? Is that one thing... Are you addicted to soda? Let's be real. This is an opportunity for you to be real with yourself. So many people are not real with themselves when it comes down to it. They're like, oh, I'm okay. My caffeine addiction's fine. Mountain Dew addiction, whatever. Mm-hmm. My Mountain Dew addiction is fine, but when you go a week without it, are you like shaking?
It hurts.
You know, my Dorito addiction, whatever, you know.
I'll let you know.
Rashawn said you trained him to win his first bodybuilding.
Hey, Rashawn, what up? I was just at the gym with him. Yeah,
that's cool.
Snap Fitness.
Yeah, we're
Woo, woo.
We're getting together. We're trying to get that. Or he's working very hard on the Triumphant Academy, which I plan to help out with.
Hey, man, they had their opening night. He didn't even tell us about it. You know, they launched the after school program.
I'm proud of my man. Seriously.
On the first was there. It was the first. They had their first after school program. We didn't know nothing about it. Come on now, Rashawn.
I think he emailed me.
Triumphant Academy.
It was a
guys.
Thursday night though. I had pride. Yeah, right. I can't do.
Well,
Thursday.
We're happy for
all I'm saying is, do what you can for others around you. Do what you can with what you got, where you are. Okay.
Right, here we go. Here's a good one. Does the human body have a muscle limit, maximum it can surpass?
So there genetics? Is typically genetics. Your genetic code basically tells you that you're supposed to look like this. All right, but there's something called steroids.
Yeah.
There is, I can't say that I'm an endorser of it. I don't recommend people to. I was a natural bodybuilding pro. Like, I was a natural bodybuilding pro. That's what I did. I did not introduce anything foreign like that in my body. Not saying that I knock people for doing it, because some of the things that are actually on the shelf are worse than some of those steroids that people get. You know, sometimes some of the things on the shelf, your liver cannot process it properly. So, yeah.
All right, so you've made the commitment. You've said the first thing I'm going to kick is soda.
Okay.
Do you combine that with some sort of exercise right away? Or, I mean, what's the next step?
If they're just starting out, I always recommend starting out with just cardio. I mean, starting out with just getting your heart right. Because if you start out with weights, you're going to feel so much pain, you're going to give up.
Okay.
That's just the deal. Like
soreness and
the muscle soreness, the achiness, all that stuff. People do that and they're like, why do people love this? But if the thing is, when you get your heart right first, you can build up some endurance. And what that helps with is when you actually start to work out, your body can recover a whole lot easier, a lot better, because guess what? Your blood flow is a lot better. when you can reduce a little bit more fat through cardio, through cardiovascular exercise, and that can look like different things. It can look like instead of just getting on the treadmill for 30 minutes, it might be 10 minutes on the treadmill, 10 minutes on the elliptical, 10 minutes on the step mill. And that's called something. I just can't remember what it what it's called. So, hello.
What is a good nutrient shake to replace meals?
Nutrition
shake, whatever.
To replace meals. I never recommend replacing like actual food. I mean, you can use it as a snack. Right?
The protein is more of a supplement.
Your RTDs, what they're called, ready to drink meals and meal quote unquote meal replacements. That they can be used as a snack or they can replace one of the meals, but you still need to actually be eating food. I'm a big proponent of actually taking in nutrients or getting your nutrients from food. So if you want to do one meal, or you know what I'm saying, like if you want to just do breakfast, as I know EAS and some other companies have some good meal replacements out there, a meal replacement supplement, but I still recommend mixing in like some fruit.
Yeah,
what I would kale.
With just like a blender or
you
like
can
a
blend your,
I got a ninja. Have? Ninja.
Right.
Yeah, I mean you could throw some.
I don't know what you got.
Pineapple juice with some kale and protein powder, and you just that way you're getting the nutrients. It obliterates the nutrients.
So doing something like a Slim Fast thing where it's two shakes and then a reasonable dinner or whatever the slogan is that. Reasonable, or is that a no-go?
And that is, but you just have to gauge it based on each person. Check how much sugar content you're talking. Slim Fast shakes are notorious for the sugar content and how high they are. So, if people are really serious about doing this whole New Year's resolution thing, I never say do a resolution. I always say you're just going to make a life change right now. I would try, first of all, trying to reduce sugar. Mm-hmm. Try to reduce your sugar. Like, if you're really trying to make this an effort that's going to have some legs or longevity, try to reduce your sugar. For ladies, I recommend less than 25 or less grams of sugar. And for my guys, 35 grams or less. And you can track something like that on MyFitnessPal.
Yeah.
You know, most people have smartphones, so you can download the app MyFitnessPal, track your nutrients for the day, and you'll be surprised how much sugar you're taking in for the whole day.
Somebody asked what's on your iPod when you lift.
On an iPod? That is a good question, man. I love that question, actually. Thank you for asking the question. What's on my iPod whenever I lift? So a lot of people want to know...
Beethoven, Mozart.
A lot of people want to know what's on my iPod whenever I lift. Shoot. Dude, I'm so eclectic with my musical stuff. When I lift, you guys are going to... You're gonna laugh. It's crazy. I love some Rob Bailey. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Rob Bailey.
Dana Lynn Bailey's husband.
He's got Work Hustle Kill.
Is it like a hard rock type deal? Or
it's a little rock rapish.
Oh, okay.
I had to go to a different place when I left. So any kind of frustration or anything like that is all in the weights. I leave it there. So I do a little bit of that. I love Linkin Park. When my man had Chester, the one that screams, when he had the throat surgery or whatever, I was like, no!
Oh, is he done?
I think so. I think he's done with that. I know that's probably really depressing. But
I think they just had a new song come out, though. Maybe I don't know.
I do have one Beyonce song that I like. Beyonce. I know, it's crazy. Just one Beyonce song when I work out.
All the single ladies. Hey, Rashawn wants to know, is it better to miss a meal or have a burger? So, if you're in a pinch, I guess, do you eat or not eat? Do you skip it?
You eat, but check this out. You just gotta figure out your, do you want to take in all the carbs? Do you take the bun away and just eat the tomatoes and lettuce?
Whole thing.
No.
Number one, no buns, but extra special sauce if you can.
No buns.
Two extra cheeses, too. But no buns.
We don't serve that. We're McDonald's.
So just, they may look at you kind of crazy, but... Can I finish that... what's on your iPod question?
Yeah, of course.
Because I got some stuff, man. I got some stuff. Let's see. Because... I got the Linkin Park. I do a little bit of EDM.
EDM?
Yeah, yeah. Electronic dance music.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
That's when you're lifting or when you're cardio?
Like lifting. Yeah, it's kind of like techno, but it's more trap sounding.
Okay.
So it's a lot of DJs. I listen to SoundCloud. So it's a lot of DJs that...
You don't listen to the Jones Zone podcast on SoundCloud?
Unbelievable. That should have been his first answer.
First answer. Wrong. That's next. Cool, all right, so no more questions.
So what do you do? You do your circuits, or do you do weights and then cardio, or what do you?
For me, I typically do like a super superset exercises. I typically go middle of the day when nobody's in the gym.
So superset. So can you explain superset for the person who doesn't know?
So I typically have like one major big exercise, and I couple it with a smaller, more like defining type. You know. Exercise. So you're talking about like a bench press,
leg extensions.
Gotcha, gotcha. So yep. So I would do like a bench press and a dumbbell fly, like superset those two together.
So like maybe like a compound exercise, then isolation exercise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you're doing if you're working out your back, you could do like lat pull downs and then like hyper extensions type of deal.
Exactly. So, something to just. Pinpoint just a specific area.
So are you doing these in a timing and a cadence and a rhythm to where it's like a it's cardio training too? Or
no? Nah, not really. Not at this point. I mean, before a contest, I usually just shorten my rest times. But right now, you know, I'll do a set.
Rest times between sets.
Right? Yeah, yeah, rest times in between sets. Right now, honestly, I'll do a set. Most of the people in most gyms around here in Charlotte know me or know of me. So or they'll have quite – it'll be guys that have questions for me. So they're like, hey man, how do you do that? So I gotta, after I leave here, I'm going to bench press 495 pounds.
Me too.
Get it, baby.
So no, anyway. Brian, you're gonna take three sets to do that.
Yeah, if you do like 125 pounds three times,
yeah, gotcha. Okay.
You add on. It's the compound effect. We were talking about it earlier.
But I think he was talking about doing it all at once.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
at one
time.
We're gonna try to. Yeah, we're gonna try. I always say, you know, with fitness, you got to challenge yourself. Like, it's no fun for me. It's no fun unless I challenge myself. So I used to powerlift and all that stuff, and I was 270 pounds. And I used to bench press 600 pounds. It's crazy. And so it was just fun. It was just fun for me to like grow like that. And so I kind of missed that. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to tap it a little bit today.
Whew. So I got a question that a lot of people are thinking right now. That what would you do first? You get to the gym. Do you do strength training first, or do you do cardio first, if you have to choose?
So it depends on your goal.
Okay.
If you don't care about building a ton of muscle, go ahead and do your cardio first. But if you care to hold on to some muscle, and the thing is, your cardio is going to be kind of like your pre-exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you're getting into the gym, it's going to elevate your heart rate for the whole workout. So if I do too much cardio in the beginning, my heart rate's up.
Mm.
You know, for the whole workout, which is good pre-contest if I want to lower my body fat. But, I mean, if I'm trying to, like, build muscle, my cardio is at the end.
So if you're trying to lose body fat, you go ahead and do either or?
If you're trying to lose, but it's based on if you're trying to, like, add muscle.
Okay.
And build some strength. If you're trying to, like, feel really strong during your workout, I would lift first. You know, do a warm-up, of course. Go through a warm-up. Lift first, and then do cardio after that.
How long are your workouts taken? I mean, are you...
1 hour. 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Like, I rarely sit in the gym for an hour. Like, people that say they work out for, like, 2-3 hours, I'm like, dang, what are you doing?
You got nothing else to do.
You are like...
Go home.
Do
something.
Okay, so what about the whole cardio on an empty stomach? Like, skipping breakfast
good question.
Stuff.
Fasting cardio.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of fasting cardio. Your body's going to try to utilize some energy source for... tap into some energy source to pull you through that cardio. And it's typically, like, if you do fasted cardio straight, like, directly in the morning, it's usually wherever your body stores fat, which is, like, adipose tissue, which is the squishy areas of your body.
So then what's it look like? Why should you exercise an empty stomach but not skip breakfast? Do you have breakfast after your workout?
Yep. You're still at your peak time after your peak nutrient uptake. After you've done that 30 minutes, I don't recommend 2 hours of cardio like early in the morning, because then you're same thing, catabolic. Right. You're going to slip your body into a catabolic or muscle wasting state. So 30 minutes to an hour of cardio in the morning, like straight, like go right into the gym as soon as you wake up. And that shouldn't bother that process at all, because you're still at that maximum nutrient uptake. So after you finish, your body's like, give me something, you know, give me some nutrients so I can recover and repair.
Cool. What's your take on red meat, like steak, pork, like pork chops?
Okay, so
steak and pork chops. What's your take on red meat?
Okay, red meat, steak. So we're talking about beef. Red meat, it depends. If you're trying to bulk up once a week, twice a week, on some red meat is fine. A lot of people get real crazy about whether it's organic or grass-fed. I mean, some people grass-fed. So if you're on a budget.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, for you people that are out there that can afford the Earth Fare, the Whole Foods, grass-fed, get my stuff imported or
yeah,
whatever the case is, I mean, that's fine. But for the people that, you know...
yeah, the 98...
For the people that really can't afford to eat like that, I've just had to do with what I have. I recommend once or twice a week because it does take a little bit longer for your body to break down and metabolize beef. It takes a little bit longer to break down and metabolize that more so than it does like chicken or fish. So my rule of thumb is always like you eat seafood, fish first, because it's easier and quicker for your body to break down and metabolize. Then you got your birds, your poultry, your ostrich, your ostrich. What is it?
Flamingos. I'm
trying to think of all the birds.
chickens, turkeys,
whatever.
Rooster,
turduckins.
You got the rooster?
Turduckin.
With the head.
Something's missing.
Who's the
venison? What about venison?
I'm a big fan of venison. Anybody out there that's recently gone hunting and had a big catch, hit me up, fitemmett@gmail.com.
That's cool, man.
And I want some deer steaks.
Some venison.
I like deer. I'm a country dude. I'm from
so
country.
Someone's made the commitment. Someone said they're going to drop soda as their step one. They're going to start exercising in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
What's their diet need to look like if their goal is losing weight or whatever?
Okay, so the thing is, we're in an information age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're totally in an information age. So a lot of people know what to do. And it kills me sometimes that people are like, oh, I can't eat butter in my grits. I can't eat all this cheese in my grits. Okay, no.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case is, like, we're in an information age. You have to know that stuff's, too much of that isn't good for you. Mm-hmm. Too much cheese in your diet isn't good for you. Just too much dairy in general, because, like, 70-something% of people are lactose intolerant.
Right.
Or can't.
Yeah. Dairy, man. I've read a blog about dairy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, do you need to do 6 meals a day? Do you need to do 3 meals
so
and snacks?
I recommend...
You got to break that down because you got... I mean, everybody has their total daily energy expenditure. So
exactly.
It depends on your
metabolic
height, weight. I mean, that's a very broad...
Yeah.
But...
That would have to be like a consult kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I do recommend, if you can, if your schedule allows, several meals a day, because that actually keeps your metabolism working. Like, eating is thermogenic. Eating actually helps you to burn calories. Like the mechanical process of you putting a nutrient or some food item into your mouth and chewing it,
mm-hmm.
number one, that burns calories. And it actually being pushed down your esophageal sphincter. Okay, that's your esophagus.
Your throat?
Your throat. Esophageal sphincter. Look that up. Somebody's going to be like, he said esophageal sphincter?
He said sphincter.
Okay. So there's another sphincter that's at the very end of the process. There's a sphincter that's at the end of the process that you...
It's a funny word. Sphincter.
Sphincter. That's like a bad word. Sphincter.
When you quit smoking, you gain weight. What is a good way to quit smoking and not gain weight?
So ask that person, did they quit smoking? I want to give them a hand, man.
Did you quit smoking?
Did you quit smoking? Good job. If you did quit smoking, awesome job. Keep it up.
There's one thing, like, it's a bunch of small,
what's
tasks.
More important?
I mean, chew gum.
Chew gum. I mean, if you have a, you know, if you're used to the hand motion, you know, you get like, I don't know where I was going with that.
Oral fixation.
Yeah, oral fixation.
If you have an oral fixation, just chew some gum, whatever.
Sunflower seeds.
Yeah, it's other things. It's other things that don't have calories in it that you can do if you associate smoking with a certain activity. Like when I get in the car.
A lot of people eat. After they eat, they
smoke a cigarette.
Reach for that cigarette. Go for a walk, you know.
He's down to half a pack from 2 packs a day.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Wow. I'm always here.
That's awesome.
I'm always here to congratulate somebody that's trying to make improvements, that's trying to do their best. Yeah.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Man. Down's good, so.
I'm answering any questions whatsoever. You guys have any questions?
What's your favorite book?
Favorite book, man.
Fitness book. What's your favorite fitness book? Do you have a favorite fitness book?
Favorite fitness book. I don't read a lot. I audiobook. Who out there audiobook?
Oh, that's right.
So I usually do a lot of motivational books. I feel like motivation for me is like gas in my tank. Mm-hmm. I have to get it. Like I'm a big Jim Rohn. Gary V.
Gary V's where it's
Gary V. He just shoots it straight. It is what it is. Either you're gonna get it or you're not, you know.
So
that's kinda helped me out in my career a little bit with people not feeling as much apathy. Like I used to be like, oh, you don't want to start right now? Oh, I'm so sorry. You have this going on right now? So people that just want to get it, they don't make excuses, man.
Right.
If you want to get it, you just come in like with your mindset. That's what I said. Your mind is the scene of the crime. When you're ready to go, you are ready to go. You're lit. You're there.
Do you have a preferred sugar cleanse?
Preferred sugar cleanse. Fruits and vegetables have sugar in it too, so I recommend. I don't know. I honestly,
he's on the other side of this wall, so you can talk to him on the way out.
Oh,
Paul,
I'll let you in a second, buddy.
Let's see. All right, so you're for hire. You're an expert. How do people get in touch with you? I know that fitemmett.com.
Yeah, fitemmett.com.
What services do you provide?
I do some coaching. I'm going to put this out there. Just to preface everything. So I am a personal trainer, but I'm not the cheapest guy on the block. I'm just going to put that out there now.
That's good, though.
I don't want to be the cheapest guy on the block. Cheap means you get what you get.
Yeah.
I want to be invested in the people, and I want to be invested in the people that value what I do.
Right.
So if you're going to be at home and skip appointments, I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
And if you're not committed just yet, I'll give you the number to a couple people that can play around with you
mm-hmm.
for a couple sessions, and then you complain about it hurting or this ain't for me, and then you know, if you're ready to go, you're ready to go. So I only want to work with the people that are ready to go. And now, not saying that I'm so far removed from being a human and understanding people. Like I love to talk to people about improving their lives mm-hmm. and making better choices and all that good stuff. You know, I'll talk to you all day long, but when it comes to time, I value my time because I have a family, I have little girls that need dad.
Exactly.
And I care more about being a good husband first, mm-hmm. number one, loving God, you know, and being a good father, a good husband, good father, a good friend, and then being a good trainer.
How old are your girls?
4 and 2.
Oh.
4 and 2.
Yeah. I have a 3 and a 6 month old.
7 and 2 for me.
There you go.
You got a shout out from Haley Owena for Transformation Church, by the way.
Haley, what's up?
Okay, so what's the corporate training thing all about? What's
Corporate fitness
consultant.
So what I was going to say too, to piggyback off the personal training and corporate fitness, anybody that's listening to the podcast today with personal training, you can get 2 workouts with me. If you're listening to the podcast, you want to email me at fitemmett@gmail.com. You get 2 sessions. 2 sessions. One will probably be the game planning session where we talk, and that'll be about 30 minutes. The other one, another 30 minutes of getting your butt kicked. And for corporate fitness, typically, like I said earlier, I go into companies and I actually figure out what their goals are. It's kind of like doing the personal training, but for a company. So I figure out with the CEOs, CFOs, whoever the executive staff is, or the HR department, what are the company's goals and what are you looking to achieve with a actual fitness program? And I actually kind of put down some bullet points and kind of talk about what I would be coming in doing weekly. So same thing with personal training. I would do all the initial assessments with the team. And right now, I usually do at this point because... But the corporate fitness isn't large enough to where I can have 20 trainers on staff. Mm-hmm. I can only actually work with probably about a staff of 500 or less, and I have to break it up into just different segments. But yeah, with corporate fitness, I'm doing a 14 days free trial for any company, office, business, organization, or group that wants to experience what a corporate fitness challenge looks like. And they can actually visit, if anybody's interested in that, you can visit teambuildfit.com. So team, like your team at work, mm-hmm. or basketball, team, build, like you're building a house, and then fit, like my man Brian over here with the guns.
Boom. Who has bigger guns?
Boom.
Between
me and
Chris.
You know what? I don't like measuring my arms, man.
I really don't like measuring my arms.
I'm not a big measurement guy. Right. Like, I just like
do
going off
the measure your here. Clients to, as a starting
I do
point?
Measure my clients for as a starting point, but I like actually seeing my progress in the mirror.
Yeah.
And actually feeling my progress in my clothes. If I can see it in the mirror, like, I don't care that I've got 18-inch guns. You know, nothing like that matters.
So, if someone wants to hire you as a personal trainer, do you come to them? Do they have to go to your studio?
So, I am at Snap Fitness in Fort Mill, where I, you know, sit down with them and do a consult.
Snap Fitness
in Fort Mill. So, it's kind of like an Anytime Fitness.
It's a franchise, yeah.
It's a franchise. So, Snap Fitness, shout out to them. We're in Fort Mill. Come in, ask for Emmett. And I'll go take you through a complimentary like consult, see what you're trying to do, and see if you know if you line up as personal training. I'm going to be a personal fitness consultant, so it's an opportunity for you to figure me out and for me to figure you out. If you don't like me, then that's the opportunity to say, maybe it's not for me, which is fine. That frees up my time for somebody else that really wants, mm-hmm. that values me and that values my time. And come down to Snap Fitness Fort Mill. If I were to go to somebody, I honestly usually charge double and some gas.
Yeah.
So I usually charge double of what I normally charge, which is typically anywhere between 50 and 80 per session.
Mm-hmm.
On average, that's the average cost. So just double that and then add gas.
So we're running low on time.
Yep.
We always end the podcast with a question to put, you know, our guests on the spot.
Okay. A question to put me on the spot. All right,
so you're headed to a desert island, and the desert island, all it has is TVs and DVD players. Unlimited power, but you can only bring three movies. What are you bringing?
Oh, my goodness.
Told you, I was going to put him on the spot.
Totally not a movie guy.
TV show, movies?
I'll do a movie. Number one is Coming to America. Sorry. Right. Coming to America. I'm a 90s kid, so... Was that 80s?
That's 80s. I think that's 80s. Man. That's like
84. Yeah, 80s. Okay, Coming to America. Love that one. Any Will Ferrell movie. I don't even care my circumstances. Wedding Crashers was my jam.
Yeah.
If you're he's big Talladega Nights.
But, yeah.
So Talladega Nights was pretty funny. And then what's the gym? Dodgeball. That
Dodgeball.
Was,
okay.
So kind of bringing it up to the closer to the current era. That's how long it's been since I've seen a good movie that I think is good.
Okay.
So we got a lot of people are like real partial to the Will Ferrell. Like either you like Will Ferrell's humor or you don't.
You like him or hate
like my wife hates Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
I don't get his humor.
I liked him on Saturday Night Live too. He was good.
But, well, guys, FitEmmett.com. Follow him on Snapchat at FitEmmett, Instagram FitEmmett. Everything's FitEmmett.
EMMETT.
Double the E's.
Yeah, double the E's. Double the E's, double the M's, and double the T's. E's. Two of every letter, and you're good.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, Emmett, thank you so much
for
coming
by.
Thank
you for having me, man.
Thanks for dropping that valuable information for our viewers.
Hopefully it was valuable. Hopefully it wasn't garbage.
No, it was good.